God and Man at Yale by William F. Buckley, Jr.
Dedication. For God, for Country, and for Yale, in that order. Introduction by William F. Buckley, Jr. I was still familiar with the arguments of God and Man at Yale when Henry Regnery, its original publisher, asked whether I would furnish a fresh introduction to a reissue of it. But I had not seen the book since I had finally closed its covers 6 months after its publication in the fall of 1951. It had caused a most fearful row and required me over a period of several months to spend considerable time rereading what I had written, sometimes to check what I remembered having said against a reviewer's rendition of it, sometimes to reassure myself on one or another point. The prospect of rereading it a quarter century later, in order to write this introduction, was uninviting. Granted, my reluctance was mostly for stylistic reasons. I was 24 when I wrote the book, freshly married, living in a suburb of New Haven, and teaching a course in beginning Spanish at Yale University. I had help, notably from Frank Chodorov, the gentle elderly anarchist, friend and disciple of Albert J. Nock, pamphleteer, editor, founder of the Intercollegiate Society of Individualists, a fine essayist whose thought turned on a single spit, all the reasons why one should be distrustful of state activity, round and round and round again. And help also from Wilmore Kendall, at that time a tenured associate professor of political science at Yale, on leave of absence in Washington, where he worked for an army think tank. "Every time I ask Yale for a leave of absence," he once remarked, "I find it insultingly cooperative." Kendall had greatly influenced me as an undergraduate. He was a conservative, all right, but invariably he gave the impression that he was being a conservative because he was surrounded by liberals, that he'd have been a revolutionist if that had been required in order to be socially disruptive. Those were the days when the Hiss Chambers case...